Om Shanti. This is the Aviakthamali of the 11th of August 2024. Original date, 4th of February 2001. Title: According to the Time, Become a Self-Sovereign and Use All Your Spiritual Facilities at a Fast Speed. Today, Bap Dada is seeing a gathering of his self-sovereign children all over the world. Each one is seen as one who has a right to self-sovereignty, one who is wearing a crown of the light of purity, one who has applied a tilak of the awareness of having all rights, and is seated on his immortal throne in the centre of his forehead. To the extent that you experience having all rights to self-sovereignty at this time, accordingly, you will claim all rights to the sovereignty of the world in the future. Who am I, and what is my future? With your stage of self-sovereignty at this time, each of you can see this for yourself. Bap Dada was seeing the constant stage of self-sovereignty of each child. As you perform each action, as you perform a lokik or alokik task, for how long and to what percentage do you constantly experience the intoxication of being one who has all rights to self-sovereignty? Many children remain aware of their self-sovereignty in their thoughts. I am a soul who has all rights. One thing is to have this in your thoughts, to refresh your awareness again and again. I am this. The other is to experience yourself in the form of having all rights and to rule over your senses, your workers, your mind, intellect and sanskars, your cooperative companions, and have the authority to make them work. It is just as if all of you children experience at every moment that Bap Dada is making you move along according to Srimat, and so all of you do move along according to Srimat. The one who makes everyone move along is making you move, and you who move are moving along. O self-sovereign souls, are your senses, that is, your workers, your minds, intellects and sanskars, your cooperative companions, working under your orders in this way? Are they working under your orders? All of them? One or two of the senses are not showing any mischievous games, are they? Is your kingdom functioning accurately with love and law? Instead of law and order, is it functioning accurately with love and law? Is it functioning well? What do you think? Is it functioning well, or are there sometimes some arguments? Since you say, my hand, my sanskars, my intellect, my mind, do you therefore have all rights over that which is yours? Or is it that sometimes that which is yours has a right over you, and sometimes you have a right over that which is yours? O self-sovereign souls, according to the time, now constantly and easily be seated on your immortal thrones. Only then can you enable other souls to receive the right to liberation in life or liberation from the Father quickly. The call of time is now very fast and unlimited. What you just saw and heard was a small rehearsal. You saw the unlimited plan at once, did you not? The crying out is unlimited. That dying is unlimited. Along with those dying, even those who are still alive are dying in distress. What is the duty of you self-sovereign souls at such a time? Check this. For instance, for physical situations, they show you what to do at the time of an earthquake, what to do when there are storms, what to do when there is a fire. In the same way, are all the many facilities that you elevated souls have, all the powers, the power of yoga, the magnet of love, ready for such a time? Do you have all the powers? If someone wants the power of peace and you give him some other power, would he be content? For instance, if someone wants water and you give him 36 varieties of food, would he be content? Therefore, become ever ready, not just in becoming bodiless. You are to become that anyway. However, are you ever ready with all the facilities you have attained, with your self-sovereignty, and those you have received as an inheritance from God? It isn't, as you hear in the news, that they can only use the machinery that they want when it comes from abroad, is it? That means that the facilities were not ever ready, were they? That you weren't able to use all the facilities at the time of need. So much damage was caused. O world benefactors, world transformer souls, are all of your facilities ever ready? Are all your powers under your orders? As soon as you give an order, that is, as soon as you have the thought to order your decision-making power, then does your decision-making power become present in less than a second? To the self-sovereign with all rights present, is everything in such order? Or does it take a minute to bring this into yourselves, and it is only then that you are able to donate to others? What would happen if you are unable to donate to others what they want at that time? All of you children have these thoughts in your hearts. What is going to happen in the future? What do we have to do? Plenty will happen. You were told that this is just a rehearsal. This is just a small bell for the preparation of 6 months. The big bell hasn't rung yet. First the big bell will ring and then the drums will beat. Will you be afraid? Will you be a little afraid? What form has been portrayed of the souls who are embodiments of power? The Shakti form includes the form of the Pandavas as well as the Shaktis. Some Shaktis have 4 arms, some have 6 arms, some have 8 arms, and some have 16 arms. They are not shown to be ordinary. These arms are a symbol of all the powers. Therefore, make all the powers that you have attained from the Almighty Authority emerge. Don't think that they will emerge when the time comes, but use all the different powers throughout the day and then just see. To what extent do you put the first practice of all into your activity, that of self-sovereignty? Not, I am a soul, a master anyway, but be the master and issue an order, and check whether every sense is working with the love and law of you, their king. If you give an order to become man above, and your mind goes towards negative and wasteful thoughts, then is this love and law? You give an order that you are to become an embodiment of sweetness, but because of problems and adverse situations, there is not a great form of anger, but a subtle force or irritation. Then is this in order? Is this in order? You give yourself an order to be humble, but according to the atmosphere, you ask yourself, for how long must I continue to be suppressed? I must show something. Do I have to remain suppressed? Do I have to die? Is it I who has to change? So is this love and order? This is why, before you have mercy for the world and for sorrowful souls who are crying out, each of you must have mercy on yourself. Look after your rights. As you progress further, you will have to carry out a lot of work of giving sakash, of giving vibrations, and of creating an atmosphere with your thoughts. You were told earlier that up to now, whoever is an instrument for whatever service has to be done, you are doing that very well and will continue to do so. However, now, according to the time, there is a need for unlimited service to be done at a fast speed. Therefore, now first of all, check every day. To what extent do I have self-sovereignty? Each soul is the master who makes his senses work. Be an embodiment of this awareness. I, the master, am making these cooperative companions do everything. When you have the intoxication of that form of yours, then all these senses will automatically say, "Yes, my Lord, present, my Lord, in front of you." You won't have to make effort. Today, finish all waste thoughts. Today, finish all sanskars. Today, make your decision-making power emerge. All your physical senses and your mind, intellect and sanskars will do whatever you want at once. You now say, "Baba, as yet I haven't done as much as I want to." Then you will say, "I have easily been able to do what I wanted." Therefore, do you understand what you have to do? Use the fruits of your rights practically. Order your sanskars. Why do your sanskars order you? Why don't your sanskars finish? Your sanskars are bound to your orders. Bring about your authority of being their master. So there is a very, 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 very great need to serve others. This is nothing. Very delicate times are yet to come. At such times you will become angels, and with your flying stage, you will go all around and give peace to those who want peace, happiness to those who want happiness, contentment to those who want contentment. You will go around in your angelic forms and give sakash, and they will experience this. It will be just as they now experienced receiving water, and their thirst was quenched. They received food and tents. They received support. So at that time they would experience receiving peace from angels, receiving power, receiving happiness. In this way, the vehicle of your subtle body, which is your final stage, your powerful stage, will become your final vehicle. Then, while going around in all directions, you will give everyone powers. You will give them facilities. Does this form of yours come in front of you? Let it emerge. So many angels are touring around. They are giving Sakash. Only then can it be said, like you sing in one of the songs, the Shaktis have come. The Almighty Authority will automatically be revealed through the Shaktis. Did you hear this? According to the time, whatever you have done and whatever has happened is the best of all. Now, in the future, something even better is going to happen. Acha, you were not afraid, were you? You weren't afraid on hearing and seeing this news, were you? This is nothing. You have everything and this is nothing. However, they are your brothers and sisters and it is therefore good to serve them. Now, self-sovereigns, remain seated on your immortal thrones. Don't fluctuate. Then even the government will have visions. These are the ones. Don't get off your thrones. Don't let go of your rights. Use your rights all the time. Only on yourself. Don't use your rights on others. Acha. Many new children have also come. There has to be growth. Those who have come here for the first time in this cycle, raise your hands. You have done well. You were courageous and came, and so you have arrived here. Those who remained there were sitting there and nothing happened. Courage is very essential. When you have courage in any task, then understand that you will be successful. When you lack courage, you will then lack success. Therefore, have courage and be fearless. Don't be fearful of what is happening. Someone is dying and you are becoming afraid. Remain fearless. It is good to give them the cooperation of peace. Give that soul cooperation with feelings of mercy. Don't become afraid. Fear is the greatest evil spirit of all. Other evil spirits can be removed, but it is very difficult to remove the evil spirit of fear. There can be fear of anything, not only fear of dying. There can be fear of many things. The easy way to become fearless when it comes to all the many different types of fear, even the fear of your own weakness, is to have a constantly clean and honest heart. Then there will never be any fear. There is definitely something merged in your heart that causes you fear. When you have a clean and honest heart, then the Lord is pleased and everyone else is pleased. Acha. To the new children who have come here, congratulations for having attained your godly fortune in this new life. Acha. Many children have come from abroad. Those from abroad, raise your hand. There are nearly 700 from abroad. Welcome, welcome. This time it was the turn of Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh to serve. Those from Maharashtra, raise your hands. There are 4,000 who have come. 4 times multi-million congratulations to the 4,000. You have done well. Every group has the speciality of their own service, because before you even do service, you receive a golden chance to come close to the family. You do receive this chance, do you not? Otherwise, who would ask whether it is Maharashtra or Andhra? However, by taking this special chance to do service, you come in front of the family, the daddies and the dadas, and you also experience happiness. Why do you experience happiness? What is the reason for this? How many do you serve at your centres? At the most, you would serve about 50 to 100. However, when you serve here, you serve thousands. In return for serving thousands, you receive blessings from everyone. You have done very good service. Blessings emerge from everyone. Those blessings give you happiness at the present time, and secondly, they are also accumulated. There is double benefit. Those who served received the fruit of that service in the form of happiness and also accumulated that in their account. Therefore, there is double benefit. The majority of the zones has now learnt everything very well. You have developed the practice. You did well. Congratulations. Surrender ceremony of 100 Kumaris. Acha. 100 Kumaris, stand up. Look, everyone. Show them all on the TV screen. It is good. You are all surrendered anyway. However, you are firmly stamped with surrender. This stamp of the Almighty Government cannot be erased. This is firm, is it not? Is it firm? Are you sure? Those who think that this is a very, very, very firm promise, wave your hands. Is it very firm? It is Maharashtra. They will show some greatness. Very good. Many, many multi-million and billion-fold congratulations and greetings from Bap Dada. Acha. Now, in a second, become angels and go and spread the sakash of peace, power and contentment with your flying stage to wherever the earthquake took place. Go and tour there and come back in a second. All of you go and tour there and come back. Acha. Drill was conducted. To all the self-sovereign children in this land and abroad who are present in their angelic forms, to those who constantly make their physical and subtle cooperative workers, their cooperative companions, work with love and law, to those who constantly keep the spiritual facilities they have attained from the Father ever ready, to each of you souls who, as a king, experiences all rights of your kingdom, to the souls who are embodiments of power and with their flying stage continue to give Sakash everywhere with their angelic forms. To the world benefactor and world transformer souls who constantly have clean and honest hearts and remain fearless, to those who experience themselves to be in the incorporeal stage, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. To the daddies, all of you are happy, are you not, that your instrument daddies and dadas have come in front? Or do you also want to come here? It is better to be in front. Baba looks at those in front of him more. Here he has to turn his face around, whereas he constantly keeps looking at those who are in front of him. To Jagdish Bhai, Acha, is everything all right? The best thing is that you have surrendered yourself to the Father with your body. In fact, you have given everything to the Father. You have given it, have you not? Or do you still have to give it? All of you instrument souls have given it, and this is why they are following you in the corporeal form. Seeing the Maharatis in the corporeal form, everyone receives power. So, what is this whole group? It is a source of power. You are this, are you not? Daddy Janki said, the one who is making us move is very entertaining. If he weren't the great entertainer, how could so much growth have taken place? The Father says, those who are moving along are even cleverer than the Father. Acha, all of you constantly sing the one line in your hearts, My Baba. All of you know how to sing this song, do you not? Do you know how to sing the song, My Baba? It is easy, is it not? As soon as you say, Mine, you make him belong to you. The Father says, children are cleverer than the Father. Why? You have bound God. Speaking to Daddy Janki, you have bound him, have you not? Therefore, is the one who binds others powerful, or the one who becomes bound? Who is more powerful? The one who became tied simply showed you the way, that if you tie him in this way, he will become bound. Acha. Blessing, may you consider yourself to be an instrument and remain free from waste thoughts or a wasteful attitude and become a world benefactor. I am an instrument for the task of performing world benefit. Remain aware of this responsibility, and you will never have any waste thoughts or a wasteful attitude for yourself or others. Responsible souls cannot have a single thought that is not beneficial. They cannot have a wasteful attitude for even a second, because the atmosphere is created with their attitude, and they therefore automatically have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Slogan: the power of ignorance is anger, and the power of knowledge is peace. Om Shanti.